listening to the Positive Professional Podcast with your host, me, Tracy Yvonne. This podcast is a weekly conversation about all things mental health, self-care, and wellness. And there'll be sprinkles of positivity, mindfulness, and guided meditations. Welcome back to Season 5, Episode 22. Today's topic is going to be the importance of embracing our emotions, or I like to call it feeling or the feels. Now, as a licensed clinical social worker, I am a fan of the movie Inside Out, and I recently went to see Inside Out 2. Now, for those who may not be familiar, Inside Out was a groundbreaking film by Pixar that gave us a unique look into the inner workings of a young girl's mind. Personifying her emotions as characters, joy, sadness, anger, fear, and disgust. And the first movie taught us all that emotions have a place and value. Now, Inside 2 picks up with Riley as a teenager, dealing with the complexities of adolescence. The sequel introduces a new emotion, anxiety, as well as others. However, anxiety represents the heightened worries and stress that comes with growing up. As Riley faces new challenges, anxiety plays a significant role in how she navigates her teenage years. Anxiety, as introduced in Inside Out 2, is portrayed as a cautious and vigilant character, always on the lookout for potential dangers and problems. This depiction is incredibly relatable, as many of us have experienced anxiety in our lives. For Riley, anxiety becomes prominent as she faces the pressures of high school, social dynamics, and the expectations placed on her. The film does an excellent job of showing how anxiety can affect someone's thoughts and actions. Riley's anxiety is often at odds with Joy, trying to keep her safe, but sometimes causing her to overthink and worry a lot. This internal struggle highlights the importance of balancing our emotions and not letting any single emotion dominate our lives. So why is it important not to hide your feelings, especially emotions like anxiety? Suppressing emotions can lead to increased stress, anxiety, and even physical health problems. When we ignore our feelings, they don't just disappear. They often resurface in more intense ways. Acknowledging and expressing our emotions allows us to understand and manage them better. For instance, recognizing that you're feeling anxious about an upcoming presentation can help you prepare better and seek support, rather than letting anxiety fester and grow. And I'm going to share more in the next segment. Let's dive into some real-life examples and practical tips on handling emotions, particularly anxiety. The first, of course, is to acknowledge your anxiety. Imagine you have a big test or a project that's coming up, Instead of pretending you're not nervous, acknowledge that anxiety. Say to yourself, I'm feeling anxious because this test or project is important to me. This recognition is the first step in managing your anxiety. Next is to talk about it. If you're feeling overwhelmed, talk to a friend, family member, or therapist. Sharing your worries with someone you trust can provide relief and offer new perspectives. It's important to remember that it's okay to ask for help. Next is to write it down. Journaling can be a powerful tool for processing your emotions. Write about what's making you anxious and why. This can help you to identify patterns and triggers, making it easier to manage your anxiety in the future. Practice mindfulness. Techniques like meditation and deep breathing can help you stay grounded and present. Mindfulness practices allow you to observe your anxiety without judgment and respond to it in a healthier way. Engage in physical activity. Exercise is a natural stress reliever. Whether it's a brisk walk, a brief yoga session, or a workout at a gym, moving your body can help release pent-up anxiety and improve your mood. In creative outlets, express your anxiety through art, music, or any creative activity. Creativity can be a therapeutic way to process and express feelings that may be difficult to articulate otherwise. Inside Out reinforces these ideas by showing us it's okay to feel anxious. The movie illustrates that every emotion, including anxiety, has a role to play in our mental well-being. As Riley navigates her teenage years, she learns to balance and embrace her evolving emotional landscape. One of the takeaways from this film is that there's no such thing as a bad emotion. Each feeling, whether it's joy, sadness, anger, fear, or anxiety, contributes to our overall mental health. By embracing our emotions, we can lead to a more balanced and fulfilling life. So as I wrap up this episode, it's important to remember that hiding our emotions does more harm than good. Embracing our emotions, just like Riley does in Inside Out 2, helps us to understand ourselves better and live in a more authentic way. Remember, it's okay to feel anxious and it's okay to ask for help when you need it. I encourage you to watch Inside Out 2 with an open heart and mind. Use it as an opportunity to reflect on your own emotional journey and consider how you can better embrace and express your feelings. Until next time, keep feeling all the feels. And remember, your emotions are valid. Thanks for listening and supporting this podcast. And make sure you're clicking the like and subscribe button. You can also follow me on Twitter and Instagram. Stay safe, be well, and don't forget to be the best version of you.